Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
You are listening to the greatest radio show ever. It's Spank Wagon Radio.
You can talk into the mic.
I'm not used to this new microphone.
No one's used to the new microphones.
Yeah, this is different. Oh, they changed the studio on us, so I now am sitting across the Berlin Wall from Trench. It's a little odd.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not too bad. I mean, we could focus the camera entirely on you, and hey, that's a good thing. Keeps it off of me.
Yeah, you stay out of the way of my camera.
Hey, yeah, well, you know. Can't help but get in the way of your camera.
That's right.
Trying to get my shit organized over here. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means?
That means only one thing. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the greatest internet radio show ever will be.
Ever will be? Hey, I'm chewing gum. This is kind of unprofessional.
Yeah, it is. Fucking A, dude.
Damn, I'm unprofessional.
Do you just fart?
No.
Oh, maybe it's me.
How do you not know if you fart?
I don't
know. Oh, that's right, because if we go to this camera, we can see how big your ass is and how far it is away from your fucking head. I'm in a pissy mood today.
Yeah, you are, dude.
I don't know why. Actually, I do know why.
You're on the rag.
No. No, I'm definitely not.
Because it's not your wife.
No. I'm actually just in a pissy mood just because, I think. I don't think there's any real reason for it. You enjoying your Slurpee?
Yeah, you're yelling at me for chewing gum.
No, I'm yelling at myself for chewing gum.
Oh, yeah. Sunny.
I didn't even yell at you. So instead, you're just going to make fun of me.
It's called product placement.
It's going to be a slow show tonight,
I think. Money for the,
Yeah. Notice Claude enjoying a nice, tasty Slurpee.
I would recommend it.
Yeah, if we only get paid for that shit, no, you give it out for fucking free.
Dude, you know, we could work up one day and we'll, like, really, like, make bank, dude, because we'll totally
work up to
out.
What?
Well, you know, we're going
to
sell
out,
you're
going to work yourself up to, like, feminine hygiene products.
You just love saying feminine hygiene products.
Kind of actually funny, yeah.
It's funny, but it's not funny enough. It could be funnier if you said feminine napkin. That makes me laugh. That always makes me think of a woman going on her lips.
Makes sense. Makes good sense.
Lips on her head.
Yeah. Good point. Good thing you kind of pointed that out.
Kotex with, like, you know, Burger King and McDonald's, like, you know. Embosses.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a very interesting show that we have planned for you guys tonight right there. We got a few interesting topics.
A lot of good shit.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of good shit coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, indeed. I discovered one thing right there.
What's that?
I just am tired of making time for everybody who comes into town.
Well, you never really make time for anybody anyway.
That's
so
not
this
true.
This is different how.
I met with more DeLorean people this week because they come through town. I'm getting tired of it. I don't know.
Why?
I'm not trying to be antisocial or anything. I'm just saying, hey, I show up to talk cars. Let's talk cars.
Okay.
That's just me, you know.
Well, that makes some good sense, I think.
Yeah.
You know, if you show up to talk cars, but, you know.
But, hey, I finally went to the Crown and Anchor.
And how was that?
Very good. It's very dingy inside.
That's kind of
very
the point,
British-y.
Isn't it? Yeah, well, that's kind of the point.
The guy even had some had a very good British accent and some kind of crooked teeth, so it was pretty good.
Wow, it's like almost like the real thing, only just not quite.
Yeah, I had Guinness on tap. Very good. Jesus Christ, that foam layer, too.
Yeah.
Suds my ass. Shut your whole Kotex. Yeah, that's a totally great slogan.
Thank you, Akari. By the way, in case you haven't figured this out, which I only think a few people have today, I don't know why, but no one's in here. It is Spank Wagon Radio. If you want to get a hold of us during the show, it's 1-866-LV-ROCKS if you're outside of Vegas. But if you happen to be one of the cursed here in Vegas, it's 383-8120.
I don't know that necessarily.
And you can interrupt us anytime during the show. Claude, can you even see the light from there? Will you be able to tell when that thing goes off?
I don't know. Hell, I can even read the numbers right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can't, but it's 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120. And if you are listening in and you want to join us in our chat room, go to spankwagon.net, click on the link that says Cam and Chat, and you two can stare at Claude's fat ass and listen to both of us kind of meander through today's show.
Yeah, if you also want to see what a pussy whip man looks like, tune in. Take a look at Trench.
Yay! I mean, no!
Yeah, that's right, dude. That wedding ring will do that to you.
Yeah, yes, that thing will. It'll do a lot of things to you that you don't quite expect.
So how was your week?
Busy. Really busy. And not really good busy, just busy busy. You know, like you have to get shit done just to get it done. You?
I was lazy. I still got to get my car back on the road. I got to clean it out.
Hey, hold on, hold on. What was that? You were lazy? Hold on, let me act surprised. Hold on, I'm going to try again.
All right.
I can't act surprised. I just really can't act surprised. I just can't. You being lazy. What a surprise.
Yeah, it happened. Who had this mic in before me?
Why?
Because it smells like somebody's funky-ass breath.
Dude, okay, you got done eating pork rinds in the green room, okay?
All right, dude, no, this thing smells funky. Smell it. Smell the mic foamy.
Smells like...
Dude, no, it's somebody's breath, dude. Fucking gross. I'm taking it off.
All right. You do what you want.
Lord knows who's been here in front of me. Violating
I don't know
equipment.
Which mic you have because we just did a three-mic shuffle earlier.
Yeah,
so you could have had one of my old mics. Anywho, what do I want to say? Oh, yeah. Guess what I got today?
What?
Take a guess.
VD.
Wrong guess.
Higher or lower? Gout. Oh, you got a cell phone.
I finally have joined the mass consumer market.
That's nice.
With a cell phone.
That's nice.
It is.
So now.
Nice cheap little cell phone.
Let's see.
There you go.
Wouldn't call it cheap. It's got a color screen.
Yeah, so does my wife's. So
oh, it says Trencher, too. Someone doesn't know how to turn caps lock off.
Didn't want to.
Right.
I chose not to.
Right.
That was my choice.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So Samsung, the pride of the Korean, is back. So, yeah, that's almost a cold day in hell. It's good to see you finally turn around and get into the digital age and finally say, hey, you know what? I could use a cell phone rather than trying to do some faux political protest and not pick one up, you lazy bastard.
Yeah, I know.
Kari says, I got my calipers and brake pads changed this weekend. I feel accomplished. You feel accomplished. Well, good for you.
He feels accomplished?
He feels accomplished. I don't know, man. Maybe he sent that shit through like an English translator first.
I feel accomplished. Wow, we're really doing just kind of a mellow show today. We don't even have the full listener base that we normally do.
Yeah,
it's a very
just,
mellow
it's
show.
Kind of depressing. I'm still trying to like take in this entire studio here. I'm just like.
Well, you got in here. I mean, you started bitching about like the changes right away because some of the changes that were made were they put in counters on each side. They put in kick panels over on that side for microphones. What else was done? I mean, they just kind of changed the overall layout. I mean, minuscule, but they did change the layout. So, and of course, during the big move, a bunch of music files got dumped. One of the drives totally fucking just kaputted. So basically, you know, what they're working on right now is like a drive recovery. I think we got most of our stuff because I brought it in all on CD, and I just had to go grab the CDs and bring them in again.
Uh-huh.
So, not too bad of a loss.
Yeah, like I say, this show's going to be kind of awkward, especially for me, because this is a completely different setup they have in here.
Although, it's only been 3 months since you last sat across from me doing a show.
Yeah, like I say, I'm just not, like, totally used to this just yet, so.
Yeah, it's understandable.
But, yeah, anyhow, we actually do have a good show for you guys tonight. We have shit chock full of news.
Yeah, shit chock full of news, opinions, the usual bullshit.
Dead,
you know, mad props, dead
whatnot.
Celebrities. It all looks pretty good.
All for you. But yeah. So anyhow, I'm gonna go home tonight, get my damn car running.
Hey, tonight's track night. I thought we'd go to the track.
No, I don't feel like going to the track tonight.
Puss.
I'm tired of going up and seeing other people just fucking get up there on Hondas, do 17 seconds or no time at all, and just paying $4 for a soda. I'm just not in the mood to do that tonight.
Fair enough. But are you actually going to go home and actually work on your car?
Yeah, I have to.
Why?
Because I need my car back on the road.
Well, I mean, you've gone this long without it.
It's dusty and it's nasty, and I'm just like...
Well, you've gone this long without it. Why not?
Well, besides, you know, I have to share a vehicle, you know. But my mom, like, taking her SUV and stuff, and I need independence, damn it. Something I don't have to keep adjusting the seat.
Basically, yeah. Independence for you is the seat set your way every day.
Yeah.
It's like the Burger King commercial.
And the mirrors and stuff, too.
That makes sense.
But, yeah. A virtual one says the bottom half or so is great, and we'll see that happening.
Yeah, he doesn't understand how the webcam works. Sometimes when it uploads, it just doesn't get the full picture there before it does the refresh. He bitched about that last time. Anywho.
But, yeah. Akari says Midnight Mayhem is to snore. It's really getting to be that way.
Yeah, I don't know. So, anyhow, what did you want to start off with?
We had a whole bunch of news in here and stuff. See, you had some news stories right there. You had one you wanted to start with, I believe.
No, nothing. Nothing particular I wanted to start with.
Nothing particular you wanted to start with. Wow, this is a.
So, what do you guys want to do first?
Yeah, it's kind of in the middle of the show. I mean, I wrote out a bunch of shit and I got a lot of the stories and everything together. So
all right, here I'll start up something good that'll be nice and topical yet isolate you.
Great, thank you.
Apparently, you didn't see
topical
this.
But isolating. That's just the way we should start.
Yes, in other words, a good topic for our listeners, but it seems to exclude you because you didn't watch the debates last night, the presidential debates.
No, I was working, and it was a fucking bitch of a day at work because, like, everything could go wrong was going wrong, and people needed coddling last night.
People needed coddling.
Coddling, and that's exactly what it is. They needed that extra, attention.
Well, they're feeling very vulnerable, whatnot, because of the presidential elections and the state of the world.
How does presidential elections make someone vulnerable? I mean, all they
do... Because it's a time of great uncertainty.
Fair enough.
And people are very chicken shit.
Yeah.
What else can you say?
All right.
But basically, yeah, the presidential debate last night was pretty good in the sense that I feel both candidates are equal in their waffling and flip-flopping.
Explain.
And the pointing of fingers. Let's see. They asked Bush, well, when do you expect to have troops out of Iraq? And he didn't bother to answer the question at all. And Kerry didn't bother to comment when he would have them out either, if he were to be elected.
Because you can't tell those things in a debate. You can't commit yourself in a debate saying, I'll have them out in 2.5 hours. No, you can't.
Well, number one...
You have to get all the information first, and I bet even Bush doesn't have all the fucking information.
You know what? I am very inclined to agree with you. In fact, I will agree with you. However, how hard is it to say that?
To say what?
To say, I don't know. We have to research.
When you're on a debate and you're on national TV, you don't want to say something like, I don't know. That's going to make you look like a complete moron. Sure, I mean, you caught on to someone ducking the question. You caught on to both of them ducking the question.
Many.
But... I don't believe that, people are going to be... I think people are going to respond better to just not answering as opposed to giving out an answer that they can't hold to. Because then they'll be pointed out as liars.
That's a very interesting point, or uninformed. Like I say, though, I think the effect is still negative on both sides. However, it was very interesting. I watched the debate, whatnot, and Nobody seems to agree on shit at all, except for they agree not to agree in many cases, or
right.
They agree not to answer or dodge your questions. I thought Kerry's a good debater. He really was able to get some good jabs in at Bush, but Bush did some pretty good argument himself.
Okay, now one thing my wife noticed was she actually pointed out how she thought it was pretty impressive that Kerry was, jotting down notes and formulating arguments, or at least that's
yes.
what the impression was.
And Bush kind of did a crossword puzzle in between two.
You'd think.
Yeah, he was flapping his pen around. Although it's
really?
Okay, let's kind of clear that up.
Flap, flap, flap.
Okay, Kerry had a Bic stick pin.
Ooh, that must mean he's a hacker.
Bush had a Sharpie. All right? That was just...
Why do I want to say it was one of those really thick Sharpies? The really big permanent markers.
Marks
a lot.
It was a Sharpie like used to mark your laundry. It was like one step above crayons. And I'm pretty damn sure that if he could have shown that to the camera, it would have said washable.
Well, there's no such thing as a washable Sharpie. What good is
a joke.
Come on, what good is a fucking...
That was a good joke.
It was not a good joke.
That was a
shit joke.
Our audience isn't informed. They didn't know that.
Our audience is too informed. They have the internet. I mean, what do you think they're listening to us on now?
Let's see. Akari's listening to us on company time. I'm sure someone's on hold at this very moment. But no, it's very interesting. I was watching the debates and whatnot. And last Sunday... after I went to Panda Express, I was on the corner of Decatur and Charleston.
Yeah.
And I saw a bunch of people called libertarians.
You know, that's okay.
And I've been to their website, lp.org.
Yep. We actually, here in the studio with another show, subject to discussion on Wednesday nights, they interviewed the libertarian presidential candidate.
Really? Now, he sounds like a nice guy.
Very interesting, though, but he kept calling all kinds of shit unconstitutional. Like, like different rules and laws and stuff like that. He kept just saying, it's unconstitutional. The Constitution is only meant to be this many, and this many. I'm like, wait. What are you doing over there?
What?
I'm hearing a hum.
It's not coming from me.
Hope anybody, no one else hears that.
Mm-hmm. But anyway. No, what I'm saying is the libertarians, it's very interesting, candidacy. There's really only two things on that guy's platform that I disagreed with.
Okay.
What the hell was it? I'm trying to think. One of them was something that was like kind of like, legalization of all drugs. No, I don't agree with that.
No. You
My
can't.
Opinion, from what I've seen from medical research... Yeah, I'm pretty close to saying I think marijuana should be legalized.
Considering all the research that's been done, I can sort of agree with that.
Meth, no.
Oh, fuck no.
Yes, okay.
Come on.
You can't
anything that's made with batteries and ammonia and all kinds of... No.
So in my opinion, you can't lump all those together.
No, you can't.
That and one thing I thought was really kind of... You know, one thing was a pipe dream, in my opinion, of let's go back to hard currency, the gold standard. Good
that's impossible. That's fucking impossible.
Oh, yay, stage lights.
No, that's fucking impossible right now.
And the other thing, too, was the abolishment of minimum wage.
Huh?
Yeah. That's what they're for.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm like, how the hell are you going to do that? They're like, it'll help small businesses. I'm like, yeah, it'll make people poor.
Yeah, really. I mean, if you abolish minimum wage, you don't give anybody any incentive.
Yeah, you want to lower...
Or you don't give anybody who hires any incentive to hire.
Exactly. If you want to go ahead, kill inflation, and perhaps lower minimum wage...
Well, that would do something.
Yeah, we might talk about some in that direction. The abolishment, no.
No.
Although, like I say, though, in all fairness, though, I did go ahead and I looked up the Green Party...
Okay.
Which are environmental Nazis with a... that's all I can say.
So the Green Party is environmental Nazis. The
yes.
Libertarian Party wants to make poor people poor and the rich people accountable.
Well, actually, it's more like Democrats.
Okay.
Or Democrats, it's, middle class poor.
Right, right.
But no, it's very interesting with libertarians. It brought up some valid points. They're the only party that's actually for gun control. Against gun control and for the sale of automatic weaponry.
Okay.
Was against the NRA and was for the ban on assault rifles to continue. He only happened to say, because Congress didn't do nothing, I wasn't going to do nothing. He didn't have a staunch position.
Kerry
wants to go ahead and he wants to institute gun control as well, which I think, in my opinion, is completely ridiculous. And like I said, so the libertarians really seem to have their shit together. I think that they don't get a lot of credit because of their name, myself.
Well, I mean, to be honest, if you would have listened, and maybe I can talk to Sean and get a copy of that that interview that he did on his show. It was interesting, to say the least.
Really?
It was something that when you listen to the guy and you listen to him talk about this is unconstitutional, that's unconstitutional, you really realize this guy's a little cracked out. The drug thing, I can understand legalizing, like, marijuana and stuff. And I'm not saying that from a user point of view. I'm just saying that from a, fuck, let's tax the shit out of it, because, why not?
Exactly. Now, at the same time as well, something very, very interesting. I also looked up independence.
Yes, okay.
Whoa! Hardcore Christians have put Republicans to shame.
Totally, absolutely.
Fucking A. Kari says, can we please get a sane third party of moderates and centrists? I think we could really... I think if you gave the libertarians a decent kind of enema, you could do that.
In other words, get the crap out of them and...
I think the problem with the libertarians is they've got a few people that are a little too half-cocked, in my opinion. Okay, that are like, Also, in my opinion as well, I don't think they market themselves good. And I don't necessarily mean by, they're not, putting out proper, they're not doing enough for media. I don't think they're putting out proper media. Let me say that, okay?
Okay, yeah,
when you have Aaron Russo in Nevada giving his endorsement for somebody, no. Not Aaron fucking Russo.
Yeah.
Not the guy that said, hey, vote me, elect me for governor of Nevada because I produced the rose. Come on, dude. That and the same guy whose supporters started a riot down at the Castaways, or at that time the Showboat.
Yeah, the Showboat.
Whew.
But I understand that. I don't know. Maybe there is another third party that really can get involved. Maybe it's the need. We need to bring back a third party.
Absolutely.
Or a multi-party system. I mean, the only problem I have right now is there are a lot of moronic Americans out there who, we have people who can't vote properly. Not saying that they can't vote or shouldn't vote, but when they do vote, they don't understand what they're doing or what they're saying.
Understood.
There's a lot of problems with things like the voting machines, the things with the technology behind it and just the people behind it. I mean, if we bring a third party, hell, if we bring in a half of a party in technically, all hell is going to go loose. Let's say we get third party more and more and more libertarians. Let's just use them because they're the more...
seem to be very middle of the road, actually.
Well, duh. I mean, it's middle of the road, leave us alone, but we'll still do this. Sort of their point and take. But the problem is, you can't be that. You can't go back to isolationism. You can't do that anymore.
Understood. Like I say, in my opinion right there, I do think we do need to have a multiple party system. I think with the libertarians right there, I think that there's some people that need to really kind of have themselves become a bit more organized by outside influence.
Mm-hmm.
I think if more Democrats and Republicans joined them and converted over, I think they'd be a more sensible, sane party that could really gain a lot of ground.
Right, makes sense. That makes totally good sense.
Exactly.
So, I don't know, though.
But, yeah, like I say, and their little online thing of, take the test. Are you a libertarian?
If you noticed, and I'll say this, this is a big discussion on the LV Rocks message boards, taking the test, and everybody is showing up libertarian. Everybody is showing up libertarian.
Very loaded
questions. Think about that.
Very loaded questions, though.
Are you libertarian? Of course you are, if you're going to our site to find this out.
Very selective questions. I fully believe that the scientific process that they're saying
doesn't exist.
I fully believe that there is some good theory behind it, but gee whiz, folks, I got to say, I don't think you're using the formula proper.
No.
I think they're excluding a lot of
questions. Two questions. I think that's what it is, two questions. And it determines if you're a libertarian off of two fucking questions? Come on.
Was somebody there hitting reload or what?
Huh?
Was someone there hitting reload?
No. I mean, I'm going based on, what I did when I... You love that camera on you.
Hey, I'm just adjusting my hair.
Oh, Jesus. Anywho.
But yeah, like I say, presidential debates, as further basically in... Really settled the vote for me, though, I gotta say.
Well, who are you gonna vote for?
None of the above.
None of the above. Are you gonna bother to vote then? You're not even going to bother to vote.
Probably not.
Oh, Jesus. That's even worse. I understand that when you vote, you may not vote for who you want, and that's fine. You don't have to vote for those. There's still that third choice of none of the above, and at least you got to vote for some of the more local-based elections. Hmm. But that's just sick, if you're not voting.
Wait a second. Today's your birthday?
Yeah.
Because your mother-in-law's in the chat room wishing you a happy birthday.
Yes, today is.
Aw, happy birthday, Trench. Should we sing you a song or something?
Try.
Turn my mic back on. There we go.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
So we're about to find out.
What are you doing?
Well,
you're just pounding the fucking desk. What
no,
are you doing?
The virtual one asks how old you are. Oh, you're 27 today.
28.
28. Wow. You serious?
Yeah.
Your mother-in-law can't keep track of how old you are.
That's fine. I don't celebrate birthdays anyway. I always find, as I get older, the whole fun of it goes away.
Speaking on behalf of Akari, aww. Well, it's your birthday today, huh? That's nice.
Swell, ain't it?
So
I lived another year. I proved everyone fucking wrong.
Well, now you gotta gear up that birthday spanking.
You ain't administering it. Don't even think of trying that shit. But yeah, moving on quickly, please.
I just happened to catch it in the chat room right there. But yeah, we have a lot of other interesting news right now because that's boring me.
Yeah, my birthday is boring you. Good. That's the way I like it.
If you don't care, why should I care?
Bingo. Actually, I grabbed this from another site this past week. The Americans with Disability Act does not extend to the internet. You should be happy because that means that GIMPs don't get fair treatment. Miklo does not get fair treatment. In a ruling released by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, the decision of a lower court was upheld, which established that websites do not fall under the jurisdiction of the ADA, or Americans with Disability Act. The court dismissed an appeal on largely procurial grounds, finding that the plaintiffs changed back their appeal in the circuit court. In other words, basically what's saying, this guy goes on to, like, American Airlines. I don't remember which air. I think it was Southwest, actually. No.
Okay.
Catch the name. He goes on to Southwest. He is blind, so he is on the internet surfing blind. The Southwest site does not translate for his speech to, you know, text-to-speech translator very well.
Sure.
Thus, it causes him to not be able to get tickets online.
Southwest Airlines certainly hates the crippled, or at least obese.
Yeah. Basically, though, that they're saying is he's blind. You're just fucking around that camera.
No, I'm not. I was actually stretching my neck.
Oh, okay.
Ignore me.
When you stare at the camera, I'm like, what the fuck is he doing?
God damn, you have no fucking attention span.
That's a given. That's been a given for how fucking long?
Jesus.
Anywho. But basically, yeah, Southwest Air say that, you know what, their website violated ADA because it didn't allow a blind man to buy tickets.
That's fucking great. I really love that. The blind are surfing the internet.
Well, duh. Haven't you ever seen
How do
sneakers?
They set up email?
God, if I want to know. I'm sure they have someone who comes in and does it for them at a pretty hefty price. Think about that. You can
blind
make a lot of money. You can make a lot of money being an internet tech support for the blind, for the deaf. Well, I want to see for the deaf, because the deaf at least can still see. So we'll go with the tech support for the blind, tech support for the crippled. Dude, there's your fucking future right there. Tech support for the GIMPs of America.
I couldn't do that. Remember the last time I had a stroke victim on my phone? I thought she was drunk.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I've even had retarded people on my phone. Akari, I believe, last week or the week before, he had a retarded person on his phone.
Really?
I believe so. I was like, ah! Yeah, it was like, WW.
Ooh.
Yeah, like that.
No offense, but yeek.
Yeah. Fucking cripples, man. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that.
Fucking cripples.
I'm sorry, but I got to rant about this. I'm sorry. Dude, I understand that it completely sucks, all right? And if you want that, you know, you're fucking blind and all. Yeah, that's got to suck. I mean, I couldn't imagine being blind, you know, except if I close my eyes. But I've never been able to keep them closed long enough to walk into something. So I don't know what the full experience about it is. However, you gotta fucking realize you're crippled. There's certain things you can't fucking do. It's like those veterans of America, dude. Okay, check this out. This happened over in back in like D.C. or Maryland or something like that. You had these guys, okay, and they were like disabled veterans that were in wheelchairs. And what's that fucking clipper ship, dude? It's like back from colonial days. It's a clipper.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know if you know what the name of it or not.
No, I probably don't.
Okay. And they wanted them to take this ancient naval ship and cut it and destroy it by making the doors wider and putting in ramps.
Let me guess. So wheelchair people can
experience
history.
Right. I'm sorry, dude. That's just not going to fucking work.
Okay.
You there's some things you can't do. I'm sorry, you know, but and you we can't fucking make everybody inclusive, okay? Just like with No Child Left Behind, man, you know, the country wasn't built on fucking winners.
That's true.
And sometimes, you know, it's like, dude, you're pissed because you can't go to Southwest Airlines. You're trying to say it's an ADA thing. Dude, it's the fucking internet. Goddamn. I mean, come on. Can you imagine what would happen if we had to do ADAs for the internet? You know how many, I mean, just in all honesty, I'm not trying to go for a cheap fucking joke right here, but seriously, what about porn sites?
Okay.
How does porn become
ADA compliant?
Yeah.
Well, I think the expectation isn't that porn, because of its medium, can become ADA compliant. I think a lot of things that are ADA compliant or what they want to be ADA compliant are things that can be. Things like websites or, I guess, antique ships in this case, you know. Things that have a chance to Things that have a chance to be ADA compliant. Now, porn's different. That is a purely visual medium. If you're blind, you're just shit out of luck.
Now, that's bullshit. Porn is not a fully, totally visual medium.
What is it? I mean, you can do the audio, but what else is there?
Well,
really?
You can read it. That's why there's adult bookstores.
Okay. Come on.
Hey, okay.
Okay, calling one thing a bookstore doesn't really make it a bookstore, okay?
They sell books inside. Granted, most of them are picture books.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, it's like what if your comics had to suddenly come in Braille?
Well, it wouldn't be the same. I mean, I can understand reading about something, you know, still reading books, but comics are a medium that is meant to be a visual medium.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's no way you can make that ADA.
But still, if
but
someone
reading
wanted
a book about Superman and his exploits or whatever, that can become ADA. Because that can be printed in Braille.
Okay. I just totally lost my train of thought on that. God, this is going to be a shitty show. But no, like I say, my opinion right there is, you know what, for handicapped people, dude, some of you have to be left behind, okay?
Fair enough. You know, but
that just, I mean,
but
that
who
fucking
makes, well, here's
off,
also
dude.
Another thing. Who makes that determination? Just because the guy wants to buy tickets from Southwest, does he should be left behind? Or, you know, does he have to go to United, who may charge $10 more a ticket?
Wait, why does he have to go online?
I don't think he has to go online.
Exactly.
They
offer TTY.
Yes, they do. But it's their choice to go online.
Oh, come on.
You're telling me just because... Let's use a classic argument. It is there for them to use. Why not make it there for everyone to use? Equally. You know, why don't we take this into a civil liberties type argument and say, equally, everyone has to have a chance to use the Internet. Or everyone has to have a chance to be able to use Southwest Air's webpage on the Internet.
It's not possible, man.
Why?
Because there are fucking limitations. Why should Southwest have to increase my ticket prices so one blind as a bat asshole can fucking surf their webpage rather than fucking dial in and use TTY? It's not as though Southwest is discriminating against him because they do offer, you know, teletype for the hearing impaired services.
Right.
Why does he have to use the goddamn webpage?
Makes sense. Now, Vert here, I like this. Vert, people often say the book is better than the movie, so maybe the blind are getting the better story. But that's not the point. They're getting the same story anybody who can read letters and text on paper as opposed to Braille on paper would get. So that's sort of moot. But I'm thinking along the lines of, you know, well, why can't it be made a little more fair? Why can't it be made where...
And I'm asking, why does it have to be? Fair use cannot be completely fair. It's impossible. There are going to be certain limitations, unfortunately.
Understandable.
And I'm tired of fucking people because they don't get their way. Because life handed them a bad set of cards, economically or intelligently, and they're complete fuck-ups somehow. Or in some case, you know, they're handicapped by their own fucking limits, such as a blind person.
Right.
Or morbidly obese, complaining they have to buy two seats.
Okay, morbidly obese is another thing. I don't consider that a fucking handicap in a lot of respect. I don't consider that something that they could have avoided. Blindness is something that no one really wants.
True.
No one wants to be fucking blind, okay? People who want to be fat, well, they sit out in the lobby and they eat, you know, porta subs and eat a thing of fucking pork rinds, okay? Those are people who want to be fat. Those are people who want to sit there and go, nah, I don't care. I'll just make myself this way. And then bitch about in the end when they do have to buy two fucking plane tickets.
Okay, now hold on a second right there. All right, why people are fat due to their laziness, incompetence, or whatever is not what we're fucking arguing right here. Because we're not fucking saying that we're not arguing right now the fact of the fat bastard in California that tried to sue Nabisco because of
right
because
the Oreos
Oreos
were
right,
so fucking
right,
tasty.
Right. What we are arguing, though, is like fucking people saying it's trying to turn their handicaps into a fucking profit to
right
fuck everybody else up. Should the fat guy for Southwest Airlines pay two seats? Fucking
yeah.
Yes, dude.
I agree with that
he
completely.
He starts eating up more goddamn fuel. Do I have to go ahead and make the internet cripple-friendly? No, I don't, because there's alternatives. You know, dude, I'm sorry. That
what fucking alternative is there to the internet?
He could have fucking dialed in. He could have dialed into the fucking line. These other people want to experience history or something like that, man. They could have simply gone and rented a video filming the boat. If they wanted to be there,
but you and I both can agree that watching it on TV is nothing like truly being there. You and I both went, wow, this place is cool, when we were in the Smithsonian.
True.
But if we had to watch a video in the Smithsonian, we were calling, meh, meh, meh.
Right, but there is an alternative as well. If they can't fit in... Like you know, like a wheelchair. Have some big muscle bound dude like David Prowse carry him around, like the shit from Clockwork Orange.
All right.
there's always going to be a way, you know, just because, you know, you have limitations, unfortunately, be it in your within your control or beyond them,
okay,
that are going to fucking hinder you. So you're going to have to fucking deal with it. It's your own fucking fault. If some asshole can't walk and shit's like, oh my God, I need a wheelchair to get in, then you know what? There's another alternative. And this will be even more radical, but it is true.
Okay.
He could cut off his legs and get prosthetics and balance himself on those.
Maybe.
Like that bitch from Night Court, season 2.
There you go. By the way, I love this. Diggs goes, so why not force all the .coms to be usable by the ultimately handicapped dead? No, those are the ultimately freed.
Yeah.
Those are the saved. I'm not talking religious. I'm talking about the people who don't have to put up with innate comments.
Yeah, Mozart's over. His problem, you know, Mozart's dead. His problems are over. Help me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that classic line from the Money Pit. Yeah. Like I say, the dead, you know, don't even fucking get me started on that. Because, I mean...
What, now the dead's a handicap? Like, you could cure the dead?
Fucking A, dude. You didn't hear what that about the shit that went down in Salt Lake City?
Please.
Okay.
Enlighten me.
All right. Mormonism is the only religion where you can get baptized post-mortem. Or post-mortem.
Post-mortem, yes.
Hitler was baptized.
What, the fucker was baptized Mormon?
Yes.
So what? I mean, what's the point?
As were a lot of Holocaust, or not survivors, but victims.
So they all could be saved?
Yeah, so they go to heaven. You got to remember, Mormonism is the only religion I've seen so far outside of Buddhism that does not include reincarnation, but has afterlife career pathing.
That's what you mentioned in a post I've seen once. Afterlife
right.
career pathing. But anyhow, so but again, you can't call fucking dead the handicap. The handicap aren't dead, and the dead are dead.
Oh, you know what, dude? All it takes is a shitload of gullible people to believe some phony psychic on TV. Be careful what you fucking taunt.
Good point. Good point. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave this one right then and there at that. No more.
So let's go ahead. Let's just blame Mormons for the internet blind.
Okay. Blame Mormons. Mormons are the reason that the internet are blind or using the internet.
That's right.
So that's the, yeah. The ADA does not extend to the internet. I'll give you that one.
ADA. Fucking A, dude.
You sound like you've had like an issue, another issue going on with the ADA.
Well, I'm just like really pissed, you know? I mean, it's like where we work right there. We need more seats. We have another row where we could sit in another row of seats into our office.
Right.
But we can't because it's not wide enough for ADA standards. Okay, so just don't have the people in a wheelchair sit on that
but
side.
But you can't... But here's the thing. You can't... I understand what you're saying. I really honestly do in this. But I don't think you understand that you cannot tell them where not to go.
Dude,
because then you're infringing on their goddamn rights again!
I know. I'm just saying that sometimes it's like, you know what, guy? You're going to have to sit on the bench.
Of course, all the...
Not everybody can be on the field at once.
Yeah, the chat room here is arguing about, you know, everything we're talking about, the images and HTML. By the way, if you have any comments, because, hey, whether you agree with me, agree with Claude, who cares? Give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. Or if you're local to Las Vegas, 383-8120. Also, don't forget, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio, and you can join us in our chat room because it's a really cool place. Just go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam chat link, and join us.
It's the clubhouse of the internet.
No blind people allowed, I guess, because I sure did make my site.
Spankwagon.net, but if you're blind, stay away.
Because Claude won't like you.
We could probably turn that
into... You'd make faces in front of a blind person just to make fun of the fact they were blind, though. I know you.
I think I flipped off a deaf kid once.
Well, flipping off a deaf kid ain't nothing. Flipping off a blind person is something.
That's nothing, dude.
Screaming at a deaf kid, you know, calling him a fucking moron into their face.
Well, deaf doesn't mean you're totally, like, you know, silent, man. You can still feel vibrations. And sometimes the definition of legally handicapped doesn't necessarily mean that somebody's, like, totally blacked out on their sight or totally muted on their hearing.
True.
Just means you have to scream. And I'm not going to kill a gain on that.
Carrot Morse. You have to scream!
Exactly.
Thank you.
Sometimes that's what the deaf respond to, a loud voice or a scary black man.
Makes sense. Scary black man. Ah, shit!
Did you ever say a movie with Richard Pryor? You mean I'm not white? All right.
Yeah. All right.
We have a lot of interesting stories tonight.
Actually, here's another one that's going to set you off. after a child's hot car death, father backs alarm systems. Basically, what it says here is an Anaheim man whose infant daughter died earlier this month after he left her in a hot minivan. said that vehicle should have warning systems to remind parents that a child is inside.
It is a warning. There is a warning system in there.
Wah.
Yeah, there's screams.
There's screams, okay? Pay the fuck attention. You know what? I'm going to be a father soon. As a matter of fact, I'll even share a little more here with you in a bit. On that. I'm going to be a father here in a few more months. Few short months, hence why I had to get the cell phone in case the call comes in.
That's right.
You know, and basically...
Good thing the call's not coming in on your birthday today when you turn 28 years old.
Dickhead. Shut the fuck up. Anyhow. Totally threw off my train of thought. Anyhow, this guy left his daughter... he left his daughter in the car. She died. He wants an alarm. Now, you and I both agree, absolutely positively agree, that anything more they keep putting in cars is just going to be a waste. It's going to be more and more expensive and shit. But
it's punishing me for someone else's stupidity.
Okay.
And so, I completely do not agree with that.
Just wanted to point out, this guy, though, he says... Let me see if I can find a direct quote.
Can you get a quote?
Whatever happened was an accident, he says. If the case had gone forward, I know I would have been vindicated by a jury. So he didn't even fucking take any responsibility for his own fucking actions. He just wants to sit and go, automobile manufacturers have to keep me safe. Well, no. I guess I flipped the coin. I guess I'm a fucking waffler here, because here is a case where I feel that the people don't have to do something for you.
You know what? Like I say,
what are you doing? Are you surfing again?
No, I'm not surfing. What I'm saying is this right here, okay? I'm tired of fucking people. Okay, an alarm, like I say, dude, it's your kid screaming. Let's go into the fucking logistics of this. How in the fuck are you going to have an alarm that monitors this? It's fucking ridiculous. I'm already tired as it is of backup alarms. All these things do is make people less responsible because they have something else to worry about, okay? And there was actually this same argument actually happened earlier this week. Tuesday, I was listening to Star 107, local 80s station here.
Okay.
On the morning drive.
All right.
And they brought this up. And they had irate people call in that were bitching about this, and they were absolutely right. Hey, I'm a parent. I have three kids. I've never done this. And if I did, I couldn't live with myself. But still, yet, man, all this guy's doing is trying to have something where he can push the blame off onto somebody else.
Yes, exactly. And that's
him.
That's
there is
what
no
is.
Excuse for being a bad parent. I think we should interview this guy for the show.
No excuse for just being a bad person altogether. You know, I mean, if you're sitting there and you're saying, hey, you know, I'm not responsible for my daughter's death. These cars are because they're allowed to get hot on the inside. Well, that's retarded.
Exactly.
You know, and that's kind of the argument he's doing. I mean, it's not directly to his argument, but come on. He's trying to say that if it had an alarm, I would have never done this. Bullshit. I know enough people that keep their headlights on even with the buzzer. I know people who lock their keys in the car even with the buzzer. So I don't think an alarm is truly going to be that much more helpful.
An alarm is not helpful at all. A matter of fact, I think the alarm is the worst thing we could do.
I can agree.
And the reason being right there is I think we need to let Darwinism just take over.
Why not? I mean, we're keeping Darwin from doing his job, technically.
We need to fucking let people die. It's like, how do we cure world hunger? Stop fucking feeding people.
Stop trying to feed the people who are in places where you can't be fed.
Exactly.
Where you can't. Well, come on, Sam Kennison. Classic stand-up of Sam Kennison. When he starts screaming, you live in the fucking desert. Move away from the fucking desert.
Yeah.
It's the same principle. It can get applied to all kinds of different
shit. And unfortunately,
it's
a joke. Everybody just takes it that way.
Yeah.
But it's the best thing we can do. How do we solve the genocide in Africa? Let everyone fucking die. We can't fucking... Yeah. What's worse? What is worse? Feeding these people and letting them continue their suffering, or just letting them finally
die off.
Yeah, so they don't have to suffer anymore.
My thing is what are they doing still being reproductive?
Because they're fucking idiots,
okay,
man.
I would figure...
Because nobody down there allows contraceptives because of the fucking church and shit.
Not just that, but let's think about this, though. I mean, God, we sidetracked this conversation, but let's think about this. If you're sick and you're dying, sex has got to be the last thing on your goddamn mind.
Okay, dude, check this out. Tit had this very, very interesting point. The more industrialized a society becomes, the more its birth rate decreases.
Right, that's a given.
And the scientific reason is when you're bored, you have no money, you have no car, no movies, no fine clothes. What are you going to do for fun other than stare and watch grass grow? You're going to fuck.
But if you're sick, and I'm talking physically sick.
You're physically sick.
You're physically fucking sick. Where?
I'm very glad you brought that up, Trench. Let me share something with you. Did you know that in Africa it is a common, not misconception, but an urban legend that everybody believes that if you rape a virgin, you'll cure AIDS? That is why so many young girls have the AIDS virus. That is why it continues to fucking spread. Because people believe that if they have sex with a virgin, oh, it's automatically cured. You're talking about an unindustrialized fucking nation.
Okay.
Look at the fucking ninjas of the Congo.
Right, or the fact that you got that one guy who wanted to eat Mark Thatcher's balls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's all a level of intelligence.
Let them fucking die. And like I say, for these idiot parents, these fucking soccer moms and soccer dads, and everybody wants to give their children empty fucking goals.